Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Tom's duties on Thanksgiving, plus digital thermometers and tools. It's coming up in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Dear Santa, this is Billy from Dallas. I would like a big wheel with the air conditioning package, power steering, CD player, and also a Sony PlayStation. Dear Santa, this is Raul from Venezuela. I want a stick to burn for heat. Dear Santa, this is Jessica from Aspen. I like a Barbie dream house with the electric sports car, lots of outfits and matching outfits for me too, please. Dear Santa, this is Lupe from Paraguay. I want some rain so I can stop drinking my own urine. Dear Santa, this is Jimmy from Greenwich. I want an electric train set with the whole village and the mountains and the tunnels and a robot to clean my room. Dear Santa, this is Chang from Laos. I want an electric scooter, a surfboard, rollerblades, and a CD-ROM player. Just kidding. I want a stick. And some off. Dear Santa, we are the children of the world. We want Sean Moore to be struck dead, please. See what you can do, even if it means I don't get that stick.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
What are you exactly responsible for tomorrow, Tom, cooking-wise?
The turkey.
Okay.
And I...
How many pounds are you dealing with this year?
I don't know, because I went to get it, and the place I always go, they were out of them.
Oh! Well, you kind of waited till the last
minute.
When did
you go?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
It's a long story. I had to... I spent a couple hours... a medical facility, not okay. For me, but everything's fine.
Okay?
Yeah, everything's
okay.
Good. Oh, okay. Everything's good. Right. I parked in Eastern Europe and I got there on time for so Sam picked up a turkey, but I'll be doing that tomorrow.
Every year, I've cooked a turkey the last, I don't know, 5-6 years or mm-hmm. something. And every year, though, I do go online and just look again to see.
Yeah, I have terrible anxiety and I've done it year after year after year.
Yeah, you still kind of get a little nervous or unsure. And I was on the Food Network website, and I didn't know this. They said, and I'm not saying you should do this, all right? Okay. Because I don't know. But according to the Food Network, if you have you can cook a frozen turkey in the oven.
Really?
And it said just add 50% of the full cooking time.
No kidding.
So let's say you have a 20-pounder and it's going to take 4.5 hours. If it's frozen, you add 2 hours and 15 minutes to that.
Or you could take it out right now and have it thaw.
No, it won't.
It won't thaw in time.
You're not
I had to put mine out.
It's like
out.
5-4 pounds per day.
Yeah, I had to take mine out Sunday night for it to be done by Thursday. Yeah.
And they recommend that you put it in the refrigerator completely uncovered overnight before you cook it, because it kind of dries out the skin and you get a crispier skin that way.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That today.
Yeah.
Don't forget to reach in there deep.
Yeah.
Don't forget. Yeah, you got to get all the junk.
Take all the
giblets.
The giblet packet.
All that stuff
giblets
in there.
Giblets or giblets?
I say giblets.
I say giblets.
I did giblets.
Oh, the educated say giblets.
Yes.
People have been to college.
I vote giblets. Uh-huh. There are two kinds of people in this world.
Uh-huh.
You got your giblets and your giblets.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's what we're going to do. And then we're going to fight about it.
Tess and I grew up a special way.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds like one of those wacky restroom labelings. Oh, we got the gibbets and the gibbets.
Yeah, exactly.
Which one am I?
That happened to me the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Now,
I can't remember where I was. I was like, what? Wait a minute.
I always put those in. I boil them and chop them up for the dogs.
That's nice. Yeah.
I throw them away.
I gravy.
Oh, man, I would take them.
I gravy them.
Oh, you do? Okay, yeah. Very good. I was. We had this thing about alone moments. You know, how to be alone at Thanksgiving when you don't. You run end of conversation.
Yeah.
Do you have a blender? That's always a good one. Hey, tell me more about your politics.
Boy, that also will step on a punchline at a comedy club, won't it?
Oh, yeah. I'd like a frozen margarita. Okay, yeah.
Who ordered the margarita? No kidding.
So don't forget to do the biggest error I made one year is I bought one of those big aluminum foil pans. Uh-huh. And there's a piece of paper on the bottom of it.
Yep.
And I pulled it off, but I didn't realize the rubber cement stuck.
Tacky adhesive. Stuff.
And a couple hours into my kitchen smelled like burning plastic.
Yikes.
Had to throw the turkey. We had to toss the turkey.
And don't forget to put that aluminum pan on another pan because it's not going to be sturdy enough to hold the turkey.
I buy two of them.
Yeah.
And put two together. Oh. That was a safety tip I read yesterday, so you don't drop the turkey when you take it out of the oven.
I have a black speckled.
I have one too.
Grandma had one of those.
Well, roaster. That leads us to this news story of tools that are recommended for the kitchen. One of these, if you need this, you're an idiot, and you shouldn't be allowed in a kitchen. But we'll begin at the beginning, Christy. What have you got over there?
A digital thermometer, an instant read digital thermometer, is vital to making sure that roast turkey and other dishes reach 165 degrees Fahrenheit, la la la, to eliminate the risk of food poisoning.
There you go.
And what do you put it into the deepest part of the thigh, is what I've heard?
Yes.
And you always say, take that bitch when you shove it in?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you don't rely on the pop-up thermometer, by the way, on the turkeys.
No.
Don't rely on the pop-ups.
No.
Yeah.
And the... doesn't a chick have one that reads out on his phone?
I have one.
Jeffy does.
Got it. You got that? Yeah. Jeff told me about it. Yeah, it's awesome. You put it in the turkey while it's cooking.
Yeah.
And you can check it on your phone.
It'll beep you when it's done.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Make sure it is the type that can be in there.
Yeah.
You don't want it to.
No.
Is it like a rectal thermometer?
That's what I use. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think those are the most accurate.
It's an extra flavor.
Did the company that makes this thing have the cleverness to have when instead of beeping, it plays that turkey song?
Oh, that would have been cooler.
There's a turkey song?
The turkey in the straw, yeah.
I don't.
It's usually played by ice cream trucks.
Right.
Oh, that's what that song's called?
Yeah. Well, there are a couple. Yeah. You'll recognize it, though, when you hear it.
Oh, okay.
What is it called? Turkey in the straw
turkey
or something?
Turkey in the straw.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
We said it seven times.
I know, but I'm trying. Is it turkey in the straw?
Turkey in the straw.
What do you think it might be? Turkey Christ. Of the straw?
Did I say turkey do the straw?
The turkey of the straw sounds like a T.S. Eliot poem. November is the cruelest month if you're a turkey.
The waddler and the gobbler of the turkey of the straw.
Okay. Is this it?
Yes.
Right.
And the turkey in the straw, and the turkey in the straw,
the turkey in the straw.
Oh, you see the turkey in the straw.
Take out the neck and zip it in your pants. Oh, you know that trick, don't you?
Yeah.
We all know that trick.
When you take those giblets, I'll take that turkey neck, fellas, and zip it so it's dangling out of your pants, then answer the door and go, oh, my God, there's been a terrible accident with a blender.
Yeah, it's not as funny when I do it.
It just stares.
It's weird when you do it. Yeah, wow. The other great one, of course, is the pumpkin pie trick.
Oh, no, I hate this.
And you've never done this.
It's a classic.
It isn't a classic.
I was taught this by...
You made that up.
I was taught this by Reverend Jarvis, a good friend of mine.
Oh, my God.
You put a dollop of a pumpkin pie in your shoe.
It doesn't even look like
your shoe.
That.
And you walk up to someone and say, oh, my God, I think I stepped in dog poop. You reach down, taste it, and go, yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you know how Tom likes things on... He'll eat things off a shoe.
Yeah. Right.
Especially things that look like poop.
Yeah. I'd like to say hello to my friend, the Reverend Jarvis.
No Reverend would ever be friends with you. Reverend Horton Heat would be friends with
you. Very fine musician, though. Six kitchen tools that can make or break your Thanksgiving dinner. Color-coded cutting boards.
This is ridiculous.
Color-coded cutting boards.
Using dedicated cutting boards for each food item will help reduce the risk of cross-contamination in the kitchen.
Yeah, sure. Well, it will also prove to everyone that you are so anal retentive. Yeah.
Red could be used for meat, yellow for poultry, green for vegetables.
Yeah, you can buy sets that are labeled.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I worked in the restaurant, that's how all the cutting boards are.
I mean, that makes sense, but this seems...
Yeah, at your house, really?
I have a large and a small.
Jeff, were you a cook in the restaurant? Or Wow.
I was a cook and I managed the kitchen.
He ran the whole thing.
Yeah. That's why he's such a good cook now.
How many makeout sessions did you have in the walk-in freezer?
Yeah.
Did you do it in there?
Yeah, I heard that's a thing. That's
amazing. That's good stuff.
Did you ever have a, what's the delicate way to say this?
Orgasm?
No. Please, don't be so crass. A roll in the hay type situation?
Yeah.
In the walk-in refrigerator?
So instead of not just a makeout session, sex?
Did you do it in the walk-in cooler? Is what he's
more the
to
make
ask.
Out lesson.
Okay. Oh, I know.
Oh, handy.
So there was no like vigorous rogering and...
or lippy.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little lippy.
Yeah. Good thing Chick's not here.
May I have a piece of lippy?
See, you 86. Yeah, never mind. So these are once again tools you need for Thanksgiving. What else you got?
Sharp knives.
Good.
Well, that makes sense. A dull knife requires more pressure and can cause dangerous slips. Sturdy roasting pans, as we were just talking about. Metal roasting pan lessens the risk of dropping a hot bird when taking it out of the oven.
Hot bird.
Just drop the hot bird.
In a pinch, experts say you can stack two foil roasting pans together.
There you go.
But in a pinch, not recommended.
Yeah.
How it wouldn't matter.
No, it's in a pinch, Tom.
I put it on a cook sheet, right? Yeah, a cooking sheet. Yeah.
No, too ungainly.
What do you guys put in the pan then? Chopped up onions, celery,
apple.
I shove apples inside
apples
the body
and
cavity,
onions.
Then you throw them away.
Yeah, inside
lemons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't. So if I cut up an apple and throw it in, because I usually have celery and stuff.
Yeah.
It won't make it too apple-y.
You won't taste it at all.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Good.
It makes it moist.
Mm. Good. Moist.
Man, hot.
Moist panties.
Oh. A cooking timer is important. Experts recommend putting leftovers away within 2 hours to prevent bacterial growth that can cause illness. Setting
a
timer.
They'll sit out for 6 hours.
I know. They sit out all day.
All day.
And then last but not least, a ruler.
Now, see, this is where I draw the line.
Now, what's the ruler?
If you're this stupid, you shouldn't be allowed in a kitchen.
A ruler could be used when storing leftovers to make sure dense foods like stuffing and sweet potatoes reach a depth of no more than 2 inches to allow for quick and complete cooling in the refrigerator.
What? Okay, all right.
If you can't eyeball 2 inches, well, Pat.
I know what 2 inches is.
You see it every day, do you, Pat?
I do.
You're going to see it next break.
I don't want, something happened 1 minute ago that was so funny to me.
Yeah.
And I think everybody missed it, but it bears repeating.
What's that?
Christy said, you need a ruler in the kitchen. Tom said, that's where I draw the line. And Pat said, well, then you're going to need the ruler.
I'm doing my old show.
I'm sorry I missed
Thank
that.
You,
that's
Pat.
Very
that was
funny.
If you really have to, can you imagine how anal retentive would you be if you go to a small gathering and the red cooking board is for this, and then the yellow one, and then I've got a ruler to measure the depth of the potatoes. Oh, Jesus. Now, one important thing to have is, I've already done this, get a bunch of those throwaway
containers.
So your guests, because there's no way you're going to eat the extra 10 pounds of turkey.
Yeah, I got too big of a turkey.
Yeah, have everybody take some home. And that's a good move.
It's always nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's not on the list, I think you mentioned this before, a gun.
A gun?
What do we need a gun
I thought
for?
That was for the other story we were talking about, trying to get away.
Yeah, I buy my turkeys already killed.
Yeah.
No, it's... It's just in case the crowd gets rowdy.
Oh.
Yeah, blanks, admittedly.
Yeah, you don't even have to fire it. Sometimes just lifting it up.
Yeah, but if you do have to, the blanks that you can fire, that'll get the crowd to calm down.
Yeah.
Stop talking politics, and you don't blow a hole in your ceiling.
Right.
I think a fire extinguisher.
That's necessary.
Yeah. Or a fire blanket, yes.
I've got a fire blanket and a fire extinguisher.
So do I.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You have a fire blanket, Josh?
Yeah, it keeps my fire extinguisher warm. I have two fire blankets, one next to the fireplace and one in the kitchen.
Okay. And they did leave off
what?
Xanax and chloroform. Are those on the list?
Chloroform.
Okay, yeah.
In case the Xanax doesn't work.
Yeah. I chloroform myself.
I'm out.
And once again, the phrase, if you want to be left alone, bring up Jeffrey Epstein. That's just enough to...
Oh, and how he's a misunderstood hero. That'll really...
That'll help.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.